Several years ago, during the winter time, we had a really, really cold overnight, and I went out in the morning and my windshield needed to be scraped, and I did it very hurriedly, I think with a credit card, and I was in a hurry to get to work. So I took off while the defroster had time to really clear the window, so I was kind of looking through fog and some ice and going right into the sun coming out of my parking lot, and I came really close to hitting a man who, for some unknown reason, was walking right across my path because I didn't see him. I was in a hurry, and being in a hurry made me at the point where my vision was extremely unclear, and I went on anyway. It made me think about how we're always in a hurry, anxious to get where we're going, and we are so anxious to get somewhere that we fail to see the person right in our path. That realization makes me wonder what else I've missed along the way. What persons have I hurt or at least failed to love because I was in such a hurry? Have I failed to notice the presence of God moving right across my path? Have I missed a chance to see and to be with Jesus? The Jews of Jesus' time talked about the Messiah, about how they longed for the Messiah, but then they didn't see him when he walked right across their path. But then we have the Greeks in today's gospel who somehow have an awareness of the import and the distinctiveness of this man's appearance. And they said simply to Jesus' followers, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." We may not know it as clearly as those seekers did, but each of us holds deep within us the need to see Jesus, the longing to see Jesus. That longing, unnamed and ineffable, explains why we keep coming back to the church and to spirituality. We seek something deeper. Sometimes people come back to the church in times of great joy or in times of unspeakable grief. Sometimes we become aware that nothing we can do for ourselves can satisfy in those situations. And whether we name it or not, we wish to see Jesus. We are trying constantly other ways to connect with the divine, with the eternal, and that attempted connection comes into our lives in many forms. We want our children to thrive and live long lives because that lets our own lives go on. We seek eternity. We wish to see Jesus. If you have taken the DOC class, you know that one of its main tenets is that we use Eros methods of making ourselves feel worthwhile when all along all we want is agape, that unconditional love. We want belovedness. We wish to see Jesus. Most of us want material things, to feel that we are successful and stable and safe, to feel that we've accomplished something, and so we often seek validation. We fear death because we fear it's the end of us. But the resurrection will give us hope that the life God wants us to have is not confined to the life we find here. And so in that hope, we seek transcendence. And again, what we want is to see Jesus. Do you see that all that we thought we wanted and needed, all we have worked for was the knowledge that we are valued and loved? All of human life is one long plaintive cry, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." And then suddenly and unexpectedly, as the man in the parking lot Jesus crosses our path, then we fail to see. We have built up much that obstructs our vision. We have the baggage of guilt and regret, the unbearable knowledge of our own mistakes, the realization that we have no real power over anything. If we could rid ourselves of all that junk, though, we could see Jesus crossing our path constantly. We can become the persons we are called to be. How do we begin to get past our regrets and our mistakes so that we can see Jesus? First, we have to admit we need help, that we cannot save ourselves. Then, when we accept the grace incarnate in Jesus, God wipes out the baggage of bad decisions we've made. He forgives and wipes out lies, rationalizations, and wrong turns, and allows us to be the people we're called to be. We have the need for a clean slate. And that may explain why Jesus said we have to become like little children to enter the kingdom of God. Not at the end of life, but here amid this life. If we are like little children, we haven't had time to build up the guilt and the regret and all the other baggage that keeps us from seeing Jesus walk right across our path. So we ask God to create or recreate a clean heart in us, to give us the vision, the knowledge that the person crossing our paths, yes, even that person, is the presence of God. When we pray for all the things that are in our lives, our children, our material security, our validation, our accomplishment, all of these things, we are saying we wish to see Jesus. First, we admit our powerlessness and our frequent inability to see. And we pray, let me want what you want, O God, for myself and for that person who ran across my path. Teach me that all I do in my life to reassure myself is unnecessary if I have the courage and insight to say simply, sir, I wish to see Jesus. Teach me that all the wishing, praying, longing, accomplishing, dreaming, imagining speaks one message only, a message that we are often afraid to say out loud. That message is simple, but life-saving, life-giving. Everything we do in our lives is an attempt to say aloud those simple words. Sir, we wish to see Jesus. Amen.